The title of my message is Without God, All Life is Emptiness. And the text of our message is the first chapter of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, which is very easy to find after Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms, very fine, easy to find. We come down to Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Everything is empty. For what profit has a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Take note, under the sun. On a common run, without any knowledge of salvation or of our Lord Jesus Christ. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. Day after day, we see the sun come up, go down, come up, go down. The wind also goeth to the north and turneth about unto to the south and to the north. It whirleth about continuously. The wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. I, the preacher, was king over Jerusalem. This is David's son Solomon saying, and I gave my heart to seek and search out the wisdom concerning all things that are done under the heaven. This all travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised their way. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. What is lacking, cannot be caught up to be in number. I communed with my own heart, saying, lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, I had great experience of wisdom and knowledge, and I gave my heart to know wisdom and know madness and folly. I perceive that this is also vexation of spirit, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. As the title says in one word, without God, all life is emptiness. We notice the author is a son of David, King Solomon. And he is trying to find happiness. Are you not trying to find happiness? And he is trying to find out the true meaning of life. Thank God, you cannot get it anywhere but only from the Bible. And from here, as you hear the preacher every week, I hope I'm telling you the right things and the truth that you may understand. But he says that under heaven there is nothing that can satisfy you. It is vanity, vanity of vanity. That reminds us of the words of the Lord Jesus, who says about a man having gained the whole world and lose his own soul. You might become so powerful, rich, everything you have, but then you have to die. Well, do you know about Robinson? Very famous when they were chip sale. You all rushed to Robinson. He was one of the early founders of Singapore who came and trade. And I learned that he was a brethren. And he was a Christian. It will not be said of him, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Being a Christian, he knew how to use his money wisely for the Lord. He knew how to serve the Lord. That makes all the difference. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity under the sun, not above the sun. If you do things the common way, it's under the sun. If above the sun, it is a Christian way. So under the sun, if we are outside Christ, I can restate this title according to a Chinese proverb. Sheng Lao Bing Si. To be born, get old, get sick, and die without Christ. And what a great sadness. He goes on to say that life is a vapor that vanishes away immediately. According to James chapter 4, verse 14. Outside Christ, we just live according to common run, serve to his God, to be born. Now, get old. How old are you going to be next year? You cannot stop the age coming on. And then, bing. You get old, you get sick, and you die. That's why it has come to my ears that there are women, and this is not what I said, but a sermon I heard from Elder Tan Ni King. And he was observing that there are many women who are not working, but their husbands are. And then they get so bored in life. So their daily schedule is go out window shopping. They can't stay at home. They are so bored. And then they go to the restaurant, makan. And go to here and there, like going to the airport, for example. It's a good outing. And then come home. Sheng Gao Bing Si, a bored life. That's the only way to pass our days. But I have made a great discovery about prayer. Jesus prayed as nobody prayed. And then Peter and Paul, in their writings, all stress on prayer. If they will come to prayer meeting, I think it will be much more livelier and interesting. You know, we cannot do anything ourselves, but we have to pray. We have to ask the Lord to prosper us, to make it successful. Life is so bored. As I've known several couples, they would not want to stay even together, different rooms and different beds. Well, when they get older, of course, that is not so much the necessity. But anyway, life is so bored, even between husband and wife. Sheng Lao, age. Now I'm supposed to be oldest in the church. I started out at 30, in the prime of my life and health, riding a bicycle, racing bicycle, And I like it very much. And suddenly I was 40. 50. One decade after another. But I always comfort myself. When I got to 50, life begins at 50. When I got to 60, life begins at 60. And then my good American lady friend, secretary to Dr. McIntyre, she liked to read my weekly. And then she observed, you watch for Timothy, every 10 years is the same. Life begins at 60. When I got to life to 70, I dare not say it too loud. Muted. And then I come to 80. The church gave me a big dinner. But there came suggestion, they want to sack me. You are too old, you should have declared your self abstinence and going away. But I did not. Because I do not know why. I love my Lord. And I said, I want to live up to 95. Well, I'm not 95 yet. I'm still another 10 more years to go. When you say life begins at 40, 50, and 60, you must have good reason. Otherwise, life will be very uninteresting and bored. And it is in order to serve my Lord. I have one desire in my heart is to prolong my service because of the Far Eastern Bible College, which I founded. And it's so important to graduate them that they can continue to be ordained and then to be pastors and to continue the work which has been observed to be very much blessed of the Lord. So I live in that, and I'm still lecturing at the Far Eastern Bible College, and I'm still the principal. In order to fulfill a very high mission and belief. All right, then, we get old, then we get sick. Sheng lao bing. This is unavoidable. You just simply cannot say, I don't want to get sick, I don't want to get sick. I do my exercises, I eat very good food. But whether you like it or not, because it's a natural consequence. So I got sick after 50 years, slip disc and prostate trouble. It was so bad 10 times a night, I had to get up. And I could not stand it. And the doctors at the hospital made a decision to have me put on the operation table right away. And I'm so happy that the operation was successful without cancer report. So today I'm alive. And what can I do? We have come here, and whether I have done good enough or not is very easy. I already told you You are always right, I'm always wrong. The pastor must humble himself. I may not be good enough, but I'll still try to be good enough. And I tell you one thing. The hardest thing to do in the world is to be a pastor. Why did I choose this? I could not run away because the Lord had so intended it. But now I come to a conclusion. Yeah, we get sick. And I'm thankful that we pray here for our sick members and the Lord has heard not every case, but some cases. And instead of our leaving this world in 2 months, doctor said so. The Lord has given our brother, Dr. Tu Seng Pang, 1 year to live till now. And I believe many more months. And then when he died, we are forgotten. Nobody will care for you. Let me tell you the story of a very well-known president of the United States, John Kennedy. The older members of the church will remember him. He was withstanding Khrushchev, Russia. He almost headed to a third world war. But it was the Lord who saved the situation. Then after that, his younger brother Robert Kennedy was assassinated. First, the big brother was assassinated, and the younger brother, who also was trying to come up, was assassinated. They were a very famous family, Kennedy family, like the Bush family. Father, president, and then now son, president. But I'm sorry to say to President Bush, when the time comes for him or the father to die, they will be forgotten. Nobody cares because I went to the Washington Cemetery of Kennedy and his brother. And they are buried quite near because the time difference was not too long. Anyone will mention him today, you know? Completely. So that's life without Christ. And a politician who thinks, I have done so much for my country, I've done good. Correct. But you must also come and kowtow to Jesus Christ. No matter how great you are. If you don't come and put your trust in Jesus Christ, you are not saved. When you die, God will judge you. So here comes our conclusion. Do you have Christ? Is Christ your Savior and your sins are forgiven? When I was young, I had a great problem. Why must a man die? I don't want to die. But then, whenever I pray, God forgive my sins, I never had a reply. Because God had not come to the time to save me. Until John soon came. And I heard the gospel, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You need to be born again. And that second sermon I heard, I was born again. And when we sang the chorus, all my sins are washed away. It depends on whether our sins are forgiven or not. And when we sang that, my heart was so happy. Now my sins are all washed away. How did I know? I know because I know. I felt it now. Politician may be great on earth. They have done great things for the country. But if they are not saved, they have to go before judgment, before the Lord, before God. Without God, all life is vanity. When they are outside God, of course it is. But once you have Christ as your Savior, life is limitless. And in any situation that the Lord sends us, we are happy. This is the will of the Lord for my life.